Talking Sports with Nick Jenkinson. It's Monday, and you know what that means. It's time for Talking Sports with Nick Jenkinson on the South Central Indiana News Network. On tonight's show, we'll talk with team president and player for the Indiana Cutters semi-pro football team, Nick Land. We'll talk the life of Bobby Slick Leonard, IU men and women's basketball, IU men's soccer wins the Big Ten Championship, the Indiana Pacers, and the first race of the season at Bloomington Speedway. We'll have our Big Boys Moving High School scoreboard update, and we'll look ahead to the week in IU athletics. The state of Indiana lost a legend this week as Hall of Famer Bobby Slick Leonard passed away last Tuesday at the age of 88. Leonard was born in Terre Haute on July 17, 1932, played at Terre Haute Gerstmeyer High School before going on to IU to play for the Hoosiers from 1951 to 1954. Leonard helped the Hoosiers win the 1953 National Championship, the second in IU history. He was drafted by the Baltimore Bullets with the 10th overall pick in the second round of the 1954 NBA Draft. He scored 4,204 points from 1956 to 1963. Leonard coached with the Indiana Pacers from 1962 to 1980. He was 573 and 534 in 14 years, won three ABA championships in 1970, 1972, and 1973. He was on the Pacer radio broadcast since 1985 with his trademark phrase, "Boom, baby!" every time the Pacers hit a three-pointer. He was inducted into the Naismith Basketball Hall of Fame in 2014. He and his wife Nancy also held a telethon to save the Indiana Pacers franchise back in the early 80s. Bobby Slick Leonard, a true legend, a true Hoosier, passing away at 88 years old. Our thoughts and prayers are with the Leonard family. IU men's basketball coach Mike Woodson has filled out his staff. He named Yashir Roseman as the new assistant coach. Roseman, 13 years as an assistant coach at Alabama, Georgia, Oregon, Samford, Seattle University, and Redlands Community College in Oklahoma. He played at Okaloosa Walton Junior College in Florida in 1995-96. He went to Butler County Community College in Kansas, sat out the 1996-97 season, but one of his teammates is NBA player Steven Jackson. Roseman then went on to play at Oregon from 1997 to 1999, and now he has arrived at IU. He is a native of Atlanta, Georgia. Woodson also announced that Benny Sander, who had spent the last 4 years as a team recruitment analyst, is now the director of basketball operations. Brian Walsh, who spent the last 4 years as director of basketball operations, is now the new team and recruitment coordinator. Former assistant Mike Roberts, who coached under Archie Miller the last 2 years, is now the assistant AD for basketball administration. Roberts also played here at IU. Cliff Marshall is staying on as the director of athletic performance. So Coach Woodson has completed his staff, and now there's still two open spots available for next season after Joey Brunk announced that he is going to leave IU men's basketball and play his sixth year at Ohio State. Brunk started his career at Butler, graduated from Southport High School, played 3 years for the Bulldogs before getting his undergrad degree, coming to IU. He missed last season due to a back injury. He has completed his master's degree and now can go play a sixth season since all athletes were given the extra year due to the COVID-19 pandemic. IU women's basketball senior-to-be Grace Berger is going to attend the AmeriCup trials that started yesterday and go through Wednesday at the University of South Carolina. She is one of 20 athletes competing for a spot on the team. The tournament will take place in San Juan, Puerto Rico from June 11th to 19th. 10 nations will compete from North, South, Central America, and the Caribbean, and the top four teams will advance to one of four qualifying tournaments in hopes of making it to the 2022 FIBA World Cup in Australia. Kiana Worthen is going to go play her final year at SMU. The Fort Lauderdale, Florida native played at IU for 4 years and got her undergrad degree, and again was given the extra year, as all athletes were, due to the COVID-19 pandemic. Indiana men's soccer wins the Big Ten Tournament Championship Saturday night 3-2 in a penalty kick shootout over Penn State after a 1-1 draw in regulation. The NCAA tournament starts April 29th and will be played in its entirety in the Cary, North Carolina area. The Hoosiers are ranked third in the country, 9-1-1 on the year. The Hoosiers have won 11 doubles in program history, which means they won the regular season and the Big Ten tournament in the same year. Third straight championship double, the other was 1996-1999. The Hoosiers have dominated the Big Ten, 17 regular season titles, 15 Big Ten tournament titles, 45 NCAA appearances out of 48 times, and 34 straight NCAA appearances. The last time the Hoosiers missed was 1986, the other two times 1973, the year the program became a varsity sport, and 1975. Chris Windham won the USAC Sprint Car National Championship race at Bloomington Speedway Friday night. The next race is this Friday when the late models visit the Speedway. The pits open at 4 o'clock, gates at 5, hot laps at 6:30, and racing at 7:30. And the Indiana Pacers are 26-30 and second in the Central Division. They beat Memphis 132-125, lost to the Los Angeles Clippers 126-115, won at Houston 132-124, lost at Utah 119-111, and lost at Atlanta 129-117. High school sports time. Let's check the Big Boys Moving Company local high school scoreboard. Big Boys Moving serves you with an attitude of gratitude. And high school softball, Edgewood is 9-1 after beating Indian Creek 23-2 in 5 innings. Bloomington North beat White River Valley 13-0, lost to Terre Haute South 19-15, and Martinsville 12-6. Bloomington South is 6-5, beat Terre Haute North 6-5, lost a doubleheader at Mooresville 8-7 and 13-3 in 5 innings. In baseball, Edgewood is 3-4, beat Terre Haute North 9-8, beat Indian Creek 11-0 in 5 innings behind a no-hitter from IU commit Luke Hayden, and then lost to Bedford North Lawrence 10-0. Bloomington North is 3-6, beat Terre Haute South 4-2, lost a doubleheader to Martinsville 6-3 and 13-7. Bloomington South is 4-4, beat Bedford North Lawrence 8-6, Terre Haute North 11-0 in 5 innings, and split a doubleheader with East Central, losing Game 1 4-3 and winning Game 2 3-2. Bloomington North girls tennis beat Columbus East 5-0 and Terre Haute South 3-2. Edgewood lost to Brown County 5-0. Their matches with Northview and West Vigo Saturday were canceled due to weather. Bloomington South beat Terre Haute North 3-2. In boys golf, Bloomington North beat Martinsville 329-391. They were second at the Indianapolis Ritter Classic. Edgewood beat Owen Valley 191-194 and Brown County 191-237. Bloomington South was seventh at the Washington Hatchet Invitational. Boys and girls track, Bloomington North boys beat Center Grove 69-62, while the girls fell 82-50. Bloomington South beat Martinsville 74-57 in boys track, and in girls track, the Panthers beat the Artesians 87-43. That is a look at our high school scoreboard brought to you by Big Boys Moving Company. When we come back, we will talk to Nick Land, team president and player for the Indiana Cutters semi-pro football team. This is Talking Sports with Nick Jenkinson on the South Central Indiana News Network.
Are you concerned about your life insurance coverage during these uncertain times in history? I'm Adam Beasley with American Senior Benefits right here in Bloomington, and we can help you find the best coverage for you and your family. We work for you to find the best plan out of more than 150 companies. We can compare your existing coverage or start a brand new plan. From newborn to 89 years old, from term to permanent, we'll find what's best for you. Call us at American Senior Benefits, 812-631-2305.
When you're preparing to buy a new home, the last thing you should have to worry about is the safety of your possessions. Allow Big Boys Moving to professionally oversee the transport of your precious belongings. Big Boys Moving is locally owned with years of experience. Whether your relocation is local or long distance, allow Big Boys to move you with an attitude of gratitude. Call today, 812-947-1479 or online at bbmoving812.com.
Welcome back to Talking Sports with Nick Jenkinson on the South Central Indiana News Network. It is time to welcome in my guest. He is number 31 of the Indiana Cutters semi-pro football team. Also the team president, Nick Land, is my guest. Nick, great to have you. Thanks for joining me this evening.
Hey, thanks, Nick. Thanks for having me.
So the Cutters have been practicing since January, and now game week is finally here. A preseason game this Saturday in Cincinnati against the Cincinnati Dukes. How are you feeling going into it?
Pumped, man. I'm always pumped for the season to start. We've been training for a long time, practicing. Guys are ready to hit somebody in a different color jersey. Yeah, man, we're ready.
Yeah, absolutely. It's an 8 o'clock kick, Wyoming Rec Center in Cincinnati. It's been a long offseason, obviously, for the Cutters. A tough loss in the playoffs to the Tornadoes. What's this team's mindset going into this game, and what do you want to see out of this first preseason game?
We want to start each season fresh, you know, tear the rearview mirror off. But last year was tough for sure. The way we lost in the playoffs was really tough. One of my hardest losses I've ever had to deal with up there in Martinsville in the dark. This season, you know, it's kind of a little bit of a redemption year. We don't want to go out the way we went out last year. We got a lot of new faces, a lot of new coaches. Our culture is a little different than last year. I'm digging it. We have a new defense. We have a new offense. Everything's new and fresh. So we need to iron out those wrinkles that we're going to have in the preseason. We've scheduled two preseason games, the Dukes being obviously this week. Excited to see how these new defenses and offenses work out.
You've been a part of the Cutters since they started in 2007, three championships. You and Dre Key, the only two guys that have played every season. What keeps you going? Keeps you just motivated coming back for more every year?
Obviously, I love football. I love the Cutters in general. Great organization. I always want to be a part of it. As long as it's around, I'd love to be a part of the Cutters. They're a special organization. Built some relationships that will last a lifetime. And, you know, that's, you know, the memories at the end of the day, you know, when I'm sipping my protein shakes out of a straw, that's what I'm going to remember, you know, the memories. And, you know, every year is a little different. As far as, you know, what keeps me motivated, you know, at the beginning of my Cutter career, it was definitely, you know, I want to play football. I want to win a championship. I've never won a championship before. Then we went back to back in 2007 and 2008, 2009, went back to back championships. Then we had some rough years and it was, you know, I built a relationship with some guys in like 2010, Ferguson and McGuire, to be specific. I remember what it was like to win a championship, and they had never won. And my motivation was to win them a championship. Those guys deserved it. They worked hard. They were what the Cutters represent. And that was my motivation. 2013, Coach Anderson, first year coach, you know, he shared the same vision. We went out there and won a very, very tough championship in 2013. And it was one of the most satisfying games I've ever played in, just because I got to see those guys experience a championship win. And that was my motivation. After that, everything else was kind of just gravy on top. And here we are 7 years later. And, you know, we've had some dry spots, you know, in those years. But I'm back to that point where I'm playing with some guys I've grown close to, and they've never experienced that championship win. So I would love for them to be able to get a championship. I would love for them to experience those feelings that you have when you win a championship, and they'll last forever.
The last four seasons, it's basically been get to the semifinals and then you fall short of that championship. What do you think it's going to take this year for that to change?
Well, I think first and foremost, I think that we need to be a team. You know, we've got talent. We got talent every year. But I think what's going to take is, you know, 11 guys on the field pulling in the same direction. And that's the difference between semifinal loss and a semifinal win.
Of course, you got the Cincinnati Dukes. They're in another league. You got the Lake County Warriors in May. Talk about what this schedule is going to look like this year and the home and road games that we have.
I think the schedule's pretty tough, man. It's pretty tough. There's a lot of good teams in this league. You know, our preseason is no joke either. The Lake County Warriors, very good. The Dukes, very good. So we're going to be tested right out of the gate, which is good for us. I think it's a good measuring stick. And, you know, as far as the regular BGFL season, we start off with the Titans. They're a new team. We'll see what they're about week one. But week two, not to look forward, you know, past week one, but week two, we have a real challenge with the Wolverines. Wolverines definitely loaded up. They inherited everybody from Fort Wayne. The other Fort Wayne team unfortunately folded. So they're going to be stacked and we're going to be, you know, backs against the wall. Got to travel all the way up to Fort Wayne, playing in the middle of the day because they don't have lights. So it's going to be a challenge right out the gate. We're going to be judged on that game. Excited to play that game.
You guys travel all over the place. You've been to Kentucky, Illinois, Michigan, Ohio. There's a lot to the semi-pro game, but you guys pay to play. You got to travel on your own, playing late games like the Dukes, and then you're getting back in the early hours of the morning. I mean, what is all that like to try to handle and to coordinate so many guys to get there to each and every game?
Yeah, it's a real challenge. Definitely, just like you said, you know, we're traveling, you know, all over the Midwest, really. You know, we've had, you know, 6-hour road trips before. But I think that that's part of the reason that we play, you know, especially semi-pro. We carpool, we caravan to these places where we're on the road. It's kind of like us against the world. So we really kind of embrace that mentality. We want to obviously show everybody, you know, the Cutters, you know, we travel well. We're a good organization. And every time we travel, every host thanks us for being class act and all that stuff. So I like road games. Honestly, I sometimes like them more than home games.
Well, we're going to take a break. When we come back, more with Nick Land after this quick timeout. This is Talking Sports with Nick Jenkinson on the South Central Indiana News Network.
Are you spending more time at home these days? If so, then you'll want to consider having your carpets professionally cleaned. Brothers Carpet Cleaning has been the region's premier cleaner for nearly a decade. Their truck-mounted systems are the most effective to remove bacteria, allergens, and pet dander. Brothers Carpet Cleaning will professionally clean your carpet, tile, upholstery, and wood. When it has to be clean, call Brothers Carpet Cleaning. Online at carpetcleaningbrothers.com.
This is Danny with Weathervane Insurance Solutions. Not only is it especially important for our economy to support local businesses these days, but as your local independent insurance agency, Weathervane Insurance can shop you around with dozens of carriers to ensure you receive the most competitive price and, of course, the best customer service. Find us on the web at weathervaneonline.com. That's weathervaneonline.com.
Welcome back to Talking Sports with Nick Jenkinson on the South Central Indiana News Network. My guest, number 31, Nick Land, also team president for the Indiana Cutters semi-pro football team. Nick, we were talking about the Cutter organization. Teams come and go, players come and go, coaches come and go, but the Cutter organization is one of the longest running semi-pro teams around. A lot of teams are owner-run, this was board-run, and now you're the president.
That's correct, yeah.
So talk about how you, the president, what it's like to have to balance being president and still being a player.
So, I mean, obviously president has a lot of responsibility and stuff, but I've got a great support staff. You know, yourself, Eric Anderson, there's some other representatives on the team that are part of the board that help out with things. So, you know, like, it's not me running the whole show. It's delegated throughout the organization. And I think that we have a solid foundation with all those people. Like you said, we've had people come and go, coaches come and go, presidents, vice presidents, board members, they've come and gone. But one thing that stays the same is everybody that fills a role in the organization, especially like the board role and the coach's role, are solid individuals. They're good people. We don't just get any Joe Schmo off the street to be part of the Cutters. We really choose wisely, if you will. We just don't let anybody into the organization. And we've always had good people like yourself, Coach Anderson. Even before that, Coach Sheehan, he was a big part of the Cutters. Even back in the day, there was Coach Slinkert, you know, probably 30 people throughout the timeline of the Cutters that helped this Cutter organization on the way to where it's at today.
And one guy that's come back this year to run the defense was former coach Jay McCool. So how excited are you to see him back?
Oh, man, it's great. It's great to have Coach McCool back. Definitely represent what the Cutters are all about. You know, he's a tough guy. He's a Marine Army guy. He's tough. He knows football. He's been around the semi-pro world for a long time. He knows what the Cutters are about because he put a couple of years in the early, like, 2010 to 2012-ish. And then he moved on to Texas, where he continued a semi-pro coaching career. And I think he even owned a team in Texas. And now he's back in Indiana and helping us out with the defense.
We got a lot of different guys on the team. Guys travel from all over the place, such as Indianapolis, French Lick, Terre Haute. We've had guys on the team from Louisville, Columbus. I mean, just talk about what it's like to have these guys from all over the place come and play for this organization.
Right. Like I said, man, people want to play for us because of the type of organization we are. People take it for granted at other places. You know, they just show up on the weekends, draw plays up in the sand. And, you know, we definitely don't do that. So guys realize that and they want to be a part of it. So they're going to travel. They're going to pass four or five teams on the way to play for the Cutters. You know, this year we got Sydney Moore, drives from Richmond, Indiana. Smoot drives from French Lick. We also got another guy from French Lick, Reese Walker. There's always three or four guys from Terre Haute that's coming. You know, half of our team is from Indy, so they're passing up three or four teams in Indy that they could play for, but they travel to us because of the type of organization that we are.
And because of that, practices are usually split between Brown School, which is north of Bloomington, and Central Park in Canby. I also have practice at Tibbs. I know a home field is still yet to be determined, correct?
Yes.
So that will be coming up here in just a few weeks as we secure that. But, you know, Cutters have played in Martinsville the last couple of years and, of course, in Bloomington. So what's it like to just play at all these different venues?
Well, I mean, it's interesting because we always want to play at a turf field. We want to have a good venue. We want to put a good show on for all of our fans and stuff. So we want to play at a nice venue. That's first and foremost, you know, with the COVID going on and all that stuff. High schools are less likely to let us play there because of all the stuff going on. So we have to do our due diligence to try to find a field. With that being said, we've played at Edgewood South. We've actually played at Brown before. And then this past couple of years, we've played in Martinsville at the junior high as well as the high school. And it's a challenge every year to find a home field. If you can ask these other teams, they're playing at parks with no lights, and we'll be lucky if they spray paint lines. So, you know, we always play at a top-notch facility. That's what the Cutters are all about, top-notch organization that's going to play at the best field that we can.
You mentioned one of your high school teammates, Levi Smoot. You guys played at Springs Valley High School in French Lick. For those who don't know, the alma mater of one Larry Bird, basketball Hall of Famer. I've always wanted to ask you this. Do you consider yourself the best athlete to come from French Lick?
Believe it or not, athletes at Springs Valley are really good. Valley puts out tremendous athletes. Every year there's a kid that's top notch. I definitely, you know, don't want to put myself up there with Larry Bird, of course, because that dude is, you know, the best NBA player ever. So he's right up there with Michael Jordan. So definitely not going to put myself in a category even close to that. And like I said, Valley puts out some athletes. Just my 4 years there, we've had some heck of athletes come out of there. Reese Walker's little brother played with me, and I bet we had at least four guys that ran under 4.5 in the 40 at a school with 60 in a class. So we always had tremendous talent coming out of Valley. We were always, strength and conditioning was A+ at Valley. There was not just myself, but there was a lot of good athletes coming out of Valley.
And Reese Walker is one of the new guys on the team. He played for the Kentuckiana Cavalry the last couple of years, and now you've convinced him to come to the Cutters.
Finally, finally.
And there's always other guys, too, that have come and gone. Sometimes guys go to other teams, and then they always come back. So that's always one of those fun things. We've talked about the organization and the support staff. Of course, I've been with the Cutters for the last four seasons. I still remember going to the first ever Cutters game back in 2007. Do you still remember that game fondly?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. At Edgewood against the Vikings.
And that was a butt whooping too.
Oh yeah. I believe the score was 31-0 at the end of the first quarter. Something like that. It was in that ballpark.
It was a shutout, that's for sure. So of course we've only got about a minute left. Is there a website that fans can go to for information?
We definitely have social media and it would be on that page. So you could check out the Cutters on Facebook and Instagram, and that would give you the information for the website.
Well, I'm definitely looking forward to this Saturday against the Dukes, ready to see another team, ready to see what the Cutters are made of. Nick, I really thank you and appreciate you joining me. Best of luck to the Cutters. Let's go get a dub Saturday.
I appreciate it. Thanks for having me, Nick.
Thanks, Nick. Appreciate it. My thanks to Nick Land for being my guest this week. The Cutters play their first preseason game this Saturday night against the Cincinnati Dukes of the Blue Collar Football League at the Wyoming Rec Center in Cincinnati, Ohio. 8:00 kick under the light. It's a busy week in IU sports. Field hockey plays Michigan State tomorrow, 1 p.m. on the Big Ten Network to kick off the Big Ten Tournament in Iowa City. The two teams just played a week ago, and IU beat the Spartans as for their only win of the season. Track and field, Friday and Saturday at the Big Ten Relays in Champaign, Illinois. Baseball will host Minnesota this Friday through Sunday, Friday at 5, Saturday at 2, Sunday at noon. Softball will play 4 games at Illinois Friday through Sunday, Friday at 6:00, Saturday at 2 and 4:30, Sunday at 1. Women's golf is in the Big Ten Championship Friday through Sunday in Mainville, Ohio. Men's tennis will host Illinois Saturday at 3:00. Rowing is at Ohio State this Saturday. Water polo is at 4th-ranked California Saturday and Sunday. Men's golf at the Kepler Intercollegiate Saturday and Sunday in Columbus, Ohio. In addition to IU soccer beating Penn State in the championship, they beat Maryland 2-0 in the semifinals last Wednesday. Field hockey, as I mentioned, 1-13 beat Michigan State 3-2 in overtime, lost to Michigan 3-0. Baseball 15-8 on the year, beat Northwestern 5-4 on Friday, lost to the Wildcats Saturday 5-8, and beat the Wildcats Sunday 4-0. Softball is 14-14 after taking 3 out of 4 against Ohio State, 4-1, 8-0, lost 9-10, and won 3-0. Men's tennis at Purdue canceled due to COVID issues with the Boilermakers. Women's golf 15th at the Indiana Invitational. Water polo beat San Jose State 12-8 and lost 8-9. And women's tennis lost to Purdue 5-2. Thank you for joining us this evening, and thanks to our sponsors. On behalf of the entire team here at the South Central Indiana News Network, my name is Nick Jenkinson. Join us throughout the week on social media and every Monday night right here for more Talkin' Sports.
This was a production of the South Central Indiana News Network.